with your 10 a.m. deadlines. Nationwide has already given up the fight against one of the world's most destructive horticultural pests, and regaining fruit fly freedom means survival for South Australian farmers such as Raj Kuman. Ms. Kuman, who owns Loana Fruits, said the pest has threatened her family's livelihood in farming and the future of her stone fruit operation. South Australia is the only state without an established fruit fly population, making it renowned for clean fruit and vegetables. Although the Riverland has battled 54 Queensland fruit fly outbreaks since its first detection in December 2020, the outbreaks are costing farmers millions of dollars to treat their fruit.
Dr. Andrew here, an avian veterinarian at Kirambi Wildlife Sanctuary, is one of the just 100 Australians to be awarded the prestigious Winston Churchill Fellowship. I apply so that I can bring back strength and knowledge and technology and ways to implement changes so that we can address the increasing number of animals coming into our wildlife hospitals, he said. He will officially be awarded his medal late next year.
In national news, the Victorian government is set to introduce new legislation to tackle the illegal tobacco trade with some of the toughest penalties in the country. The proposed laws include a tobacco licensing system for retailers, enhanced powers and resources for police to target illegal sellers, and a new tobacco regulator with dedicated inspectors. Individuals caught selling tobacco without a license could incur fines of up to $355,000 or 15 years in prison, while fines on businesses could reach up to $1.7 million. Premier Jacinta Allen announced that the legislation will be introduced to Parliament today, with plans to have it passed by the end of the year.
Human activity have caused a 1.49 degrees rise in temperatures since pre-industrial times, according to a new research published in Nature Geoscience. By using Antarctic ice core data, researchers argue for pre-1700 baseline, showing that the warming hit this point at the end of 2023. This estimate is higher than the IPCC, so 1.3 Celsius figure, which uses in 1850 to 1900 baseline to shape the global climate policies.
In local news, Carnival Luminosa has arrived at Brisbane's International Cruise Terminal for its third summer season home ported in the city. The 2,260-passenger cruise ship will undertake 24 voyages from November 2024 to April 2025, transporting over 70,000 passengers to popular South Pacific destinations including Far North Queensland, New Caledonia and Papua New Guinea. Carnival's growing fleet is projected to boost Queensland's economy by $800 million over the next year, a significant rise from the $406 million last year. The expansion is set to create jobs, attract international visitors, and benefit local tourism and hospitality industries.
For the weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It is currently 26 degrees with an estimate maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 7, which is in a very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website for www.z.org.au/news.
This next song contains words I don't know.
Wowee! Some people might consider them offensive.